Sorry about the day, and I know it's a little bit off, but that's still okay. Makos Daf Chav Gimel Mabei says Dorish Rabbi Simloi. Rabbi Simloi has a drasha that there are 613 mitzvos in the Torah. We say Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah is the gematria of 611, and there are two that were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, Anochi Lo Yelecha, 613 mitzvos altogether. That's where we know there are 613 mitzvos. It's not from anywhere else. It's from a gematria of Torah plus the added two that we say Anochi Lo Yelecha, we are given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech came, V'hamidon Ala Chadasre. David HaMelech came and said that there weren't going to be 613, it was going to be altogether 11. Yeshaya came and turned it into six. No longer is it going to be 11, six. Micha came. Micha turned it into three. Yeshayahu came, made it into two. And then Amos came and made it into one klal. And although there is another opinion that comes along and says there's someone else who made it one, but the klal is darshuni vichyu. Darshan me out, vichyu, and that way you'll live. And that's the one mitzvah that the entire Torah stands on, that if you keep this mitzvah. The other one is Tzadik Vemunasu Yichya, which is the Rashi Tevis of Tzvi, which works out really well for everybody, right? Aside from being that is the basis behind the Christian faith, of just believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything's going to be there. We don't exactly hold that way. But Amos came and made it into one cloud that we no longer have 613, we have one. Rashi explains right there in the Gemara that originally the people were on a level, they were tzaddikim, they were able to do all of the mitzvos and all of their different ideas behind them, and they could do it properly. We today are missing so many. We have a total of 194 mitzvos los ase, 77 mitzvos ase, and 26 mitzvos that apply if you live in Eretz Yisrael. But that's it. We're missing all the others. Many of them deal with korbanos, or things that just aren't shayach anymore. But these mitzvos, says David HaMelech, these people had the ability to do, said Rashi, that these people had the ability to do 613 mitzvos and do tikkun amidos at the same time. They could do the prerequisites, they were able to do their prereqs before they started, and then get into the next level of doing the mitzvos that they needed to do. Our generation is no longer on that level. Ein adam shezeicha is the wording of Rashi. There is no person that's zocha to be able to do all of the mitzvos and work on the prerequisites. We just don't do it. So we do whatever we can to make ourselves as shalim as we can be, given the circumstances that we are in. That doesn't stop a person from saying, well, if the only thing I need to do is dirshuni v'chiu, I don't have to bench. That's the one deal raisa that applies for us every single day, right? For at least once, maybe twice, maybe three times a day, right? I don't have to bench anymore because dirshuni v'chiu, that's the only thing I have to do. No, because you should be doing all the mitzvahs that are in your grasp to be able to do. But it's sort of like a test where you're being tested not on the pertinent information. It's more like you're being tested on the preparation that you did for that test. Whether you get in 100 or not on that test doesn't really matter. Did you do everything you were supposed to do within your abilities to do to get to the point where you could take that test? And if you did, then you pass. And if you don't, then you don't pass and you lose everything from it. That's what ends up being. So what we want to be are automatic Kiddush Hashem machines. That's what it should be. Every one of us should have that ability to be Kiddush Hashem machines, to say please, to say thank you, even if we don't realize what we're saying. We excuse ourselves properly. We clean up after ourselves. We hold ourselves back from saying a stinging remark. We clean up after ourselves after learning, right, that we put our svarim away and we make ourselves look good, not just on the outside, but clearly on the inside as well, that we're spiritually, let's just say, cleaned up people. We're people that really understand what we're doing. And for that, to bring ourselves to that level of dirshuni v'chiu, to make ourselves into these Kiddush Hashem machines, to allow ourselves to do things in the right way, Rav Avigdor Miller wrote 10 steps to greatness. 10 steps to get yourselves through there. And the truth is, some of these things are a little difficult, but others are a little bit more on target. And there are things that you can do every single day just to improve your life. I'm promising you that this should not take more than 4 or 5 minutes out of your day. And if you do it properly, you really won't even need to do it in 4 or 5 minutes. It takes just a little bit. But over the next 10 weeks, we're going to go through each one of those 10 and try to explain it in a way that can apply to us to say that it's going to be, we are going to become the greatest people that life has for us to offer. It has to offer us. That's what it is. So number one, lesson number one is saying in private once a day, I love you, Hashem. That's more than just saying, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Because if you're saying Shema twice a day, three times a day, if you do Kriya Shema Lamita, then you automatically get V'yahavti Eis Hashem Elokecha. You said, I love you, Hashem. This means to really say it out loud to ourselves, not in the middle of, you know, you stand in a street, you're in a, you know, you get by a red light, you like roll down your windows, you're just like, I love you, Hashem. You don't have to be a weirdo, right? But to say to ourselves as we're living, we live in a world where people want to kick God out and take care of themselves. Where they say to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did a really good job of getting the money that I got, putting it in a bank, saving up everything. As long as you don't mess it up, God, I think I'm going to be okay. Just don't get involved. If you're not involved, Hashem, I'm going to be fine. And that's the world that we live in, where we consider ourselves masters of our own fate, masters of our own money. And anytime Hashem buds in and messes it up for us by getting me sick and not allowing me to go to work, or by causing a bank failure and I lose out on some of that money, or anything else that a Kadosh Baruch Hu do to mess it up for us, in any point that that happens to us, we begin to think negatively about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's role in this great world of ours. Because, again, you consider yourself to be the master. You consider yourself to be powerful enough. I do it. And it's just, it's obviously not the right way. We say every morning, every afternoon, every evening in our Shemona Esrei, Hashem is Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Gomel Chasadim Tovim. I'm not going to say where. Try to figure it out tonight if you don't know. Gomel Chasadim Tovim. He is the one who is Gomel, gives, maybe, like, presents for us, provides for us, Chasadim Tovim. Good Chasad. What is Chasadim Ra'im? What are we gaining by adding on that word Tovim in our Shemona Esrei? Oh, sorry. What are we gaining by adding on that extra word Tovim? Gomel Chasadim. Right? The Kone Akol. That's all you have to say. The Chasadim Tovim. It's simply put, Hashem brings into the world at every given moment, only kind acts that benefit mankind. That's it. We're saying Gomel Chasadim Tovim. He does the Chasadim Tovim. And they are Tov, and they're all good. But there are so many people in the world that one person could be adversely affected by a Tova for a lot of other people. I mean, simply put, for example, when a child gets sick, right, we begin to wonder where the justice in this world is. Now, I'm not going into beyond the normal. I'm not even going past and saying, well, the parent might have done something and maybe the child is going to follow. Forget about all that. Let's just go into simple, simple ideas. A child gets sick. We wonder, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu do that? But there is an unbelievable opportunity for people to step up to the plate when a child gets sick, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is presenting an opportunity for not just tens of people, but hundreds of people to do an amazing thing. A child gets sick, there are many people that get around and say, how can we help you? They automatically show their chesed by doing that. You have people making meals for the other people, right? Taking out of their time and their money to be able to make meals for them. You have doctors and nurses who are getting paid to do that. If the child wouldn't get sick, I don't mean to say it this way, but if the child wouldn't get sick, the doctors and nurses would have nothing to do. Now, I don't mean it that way, in that, well, the child's getting sick so that the doctor can make money. That's the way that really a socialist would think, and that's not the way that we think. That's not our way of thinking. But regardless, the idea is that there's so many things that have to happen for that to go through. Granted, there's tremendous pain in the family of the child that just got sick. How could this have happened? Why did it happen to me? But throughout the world gains from such a situation. The world can have tremendous chesed brought down to it. So I'm not saying this is how Kadosh Baruch works. We're fools, and we can't think anything like this. But the idea behind it is, if one person has a little bit of trouble, that could cause hundreds of people to get more schar. Even the family themselves, they can get more schar by accepting what a Kadosh Baruch Hu did to them with love. And there, right there, that Yisur and Shalava can bring them up a level, that can get them more Olam Haba. It's a Rashi in Brachos and Daf Heyam at Aleph and Heyam at Beis, where the Yisur and Shalava have the ability to. It's a test. And you have the ability to gain from that. So the whole world gains by one child getting sick. by a child getting sick. So yes, the way to look at it is, oh, that's terrible. And of course we say Shira Malos. And by the way, that's another thing. You cause hundreds of people to say Tehillim that they wouldn't have done otherwise. Right there is an unbelievable thing. You're causing people to say Tehillim. You're causing people to give up their money. You're causing people to give up their time. You're causing people to act magnanimously toward that family. You're asking other people, maybe it could be that that family, because the father is not able to work as much, they have to get some type of a little bit of money from the school system, because they have other kids in school, right? They're not going to be able to afford to pay it. Well, somebody else is going to be paying that money for them. So you'll have other people's money. And maybe if everyone's paying a little bit extra in the school, everybody pays $1, all of a sudden, all of that goes in for that people. Who knows what that means? But Gomel Chasidim Tovim means everything is good. You just have to see it from the other perspective. Maybe you're not seeing it because you're there. You're in the trenches and you're seeing what happened to you and you're seeing it as bad because it does look bad to you. But from the outside, it could be, if you're looking at it from above, you're seeing the world change because this happened. Right? Maybe that's it. Who knows if one extra child getting yena machla, getting that sickness, who knows if that means that one other person decides he's going to become a cancer doctor and that person solves it for everybody else. Maybe that's what it is. We have no clue. We have literally no idea. And we're sitting there trying to go around. So try saying these four words. Try saying it and saying, I love you, Hashem. I take issue with many things that happen around me. And I certainly do not understand much of it, but nonetheless, I love you. That's an unreal thing to say. And at first, that may sound forced. It may sound like you're trying to push something in that you don't really believe in. And the truth is, sometimes that is true. Sometimes that is true. Really, it's difficult to love something that you're not so sure how it works. You don't really know exactly what it is. But soon it becomes a part of you. Soon it becomes just a part of who you are. And what you are as a person. It's true in any marriage. The NCA. What do you think the NCA stands for? Let's take a guess. National. Go for it. You got national. And? College, right? NCA. NCAA, right? I forgot what it goes. Athletics, right? The National College Association for Athletics, I think is what it is, right? So that's close. NCA is apparently the National Communication Association. It's pretty good, right? They had a study in December of 2008, and they said the following. Saying the words, I love you, lowers your stress levels. Just saying the words, nothing else involved. They've done studies, and they've proven it lowers your stress levels. Does it solve any problems? No, nothing is solved. You didn't do anything with that. But it enhances your ability to lower stress in life, which fortifies your ability to deal with issues directly instead of being immobilized by them. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Just saying the words has an effect on you as a person. Rabbi Victor Miller said it 30 years ago. It took the NCA over 22 years to figure that out, right? That all of a sudden it does work. Just saying it absolutely works. Just by saying it. Just by saying it. When you have a family member that you maybe don't agree with, his opinions are too liberal for you, right? And he's not on your conservative, stark level. And you argue with him. And you say, him or her, and you say, I don't agree with you. I absolutely don't agree with you. The key to any one of those conversations is, I love you. And I feel that you're an idiot. So that's the way to be able to at least get your wording in. The I love you part is true. I love you as a person. I disagree with everything you think and say. I just disagree with almost everything. And that's the way it is. Love is a completely different aspect. Again, you're looking at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do I agree with everything? No, because I don't see everything. And I'm not positive that I understand how this works. But that doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean that I don't love you when you're doing this. Try it before davening Shemona Esrei. Just think the four words. By Mincha, you can actually say them. Because in between Kaddish and Shemona Esrei, you can actually say them. By Mincha, you do it. By Maariv and Shacharis, you'd have to do it a little bit earlier or to think them inside your head. And just think those words or say those words, I love you, Hashem. Once a day, before you daven Mincha to make it easier, or maybe just before davening a Shacharis, before you get to Yishtabach, just say the words. Then start to do it before learning something in morning Seder. Before you start a little bit in morning Seder. And then say it right before you start something in second Seder. Then try it when you're having a really difficult time trying to understand something in the middle of morning Seder or second Seder. Try doing it right before you take any test in college. Right before you get to your college class. Try doing it right before you speak to a client when you're trying to convince him to buy that object. Again, it might not happen. You might get a 23 on your test. The client might yell at you and tell you he never wants to buy from you ever again. Especially if you say those words on the phone, I love you, right before you start speaking to him. That might be a little strange and you might take it a little bit the wrong way. It doesn't mean you're going to get a 98. It doesn't mean that you're going to make the sale. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand what you're doing and I don't necessarily even like everything because I don't understand and I don't get it. But I love you for it. And that's the beginning of a relationship. That's the beginning of really starting a relationship where you start to look, there's another side that I don't get, but it is God, so it probably is important. There's probably something that I can gain from it. What do I need to do to get there? And that's the first thing. Just to say those four words every single day. I've done it like 10 times, so it sort of counts. But to say those words, I love you, Hashem. Okay, guys, we'll stop with that.